Lesson 27, Jesus Christ, Our Sure Foundation. This lesson should help us determine to make Jesus Christ the sure foundation of our lives. Introduction. Place the colored picture of Jesus located in the back of this manual in front of the class. Ask the class members to look at the picture and then close their eyes for about 30 seconds. Have them imagine they are in the presence of the Savior. Explain that the following account will help us better understand our Savior, Jesus Christ. Create a spiritual climate before sharing this experience with the class. Elder Melvin J. Ballard once served as a missionary among the North American Indians. While on his mission, he desired a witness that he was doing the Lord's will. Upon asking the Lord for this confirmation, he said he had a dream in which he found himself in the temple. In his dream, he entered one of the rooms in the temple. "As I entered the door," Elder Ballard said, "I saw, seated on a raised platform, the most glorious being my eyes have ever beheld or that I ever conceived existed in all the eternal worlds. As I approached to be introduced, he arose and stepped towards me with extended arms, and he smiled as he softly spoke my name. If I shall live to be 1,000,000 years old, I shall never forget that smile. He took me into his arms and kissed me, pressed me to his bosom, and blessed me, until the marrow of my bones seemed to melt. When he had finished, I fell at his feet, and as I bathed them with my tears and kisses, I saw the prints of the nails in the feet of the Redeemer of the world. The feeling that I had in the presence of him who hath all things in his hands, to have his love, his affection, and his blessing was such that if I ever can receive that of which I have but a foretaste, I would give all that I am, all that I ever hope to be, to feel what I then felt." Sermons and Missionary Service of Melvin J. Ballard, page 156. Our Need for a Savior. Before we came to earth, we lived with our Heavenly Father. While there, the plan of salvation was presented to us. We were so happy about this plan that we accepted it and shouted for joy. Job chapter 38, verses 1 through 7. The plan of salvation required us to leave the presence of our Heavenly Father and come to earth as mortals. Here, we would be separated both physically and spiritually from our Heavenly Father. We would be given the freedom to choose for ourselves to obey or disobey God's commandments. If we chose to commit sin, however, we would become unclean. This would mean that someone free of sin would have to pay the price for our sins, because no unclean person can enter into the kingdom of heaven. 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 34. To help us return to his presence, our Heavenly Father appointed a Savior to redeem us. This Redeemer is our eldest spirit brother, Jesus Christ, who volunteered to come to earth and be our Savior. In volunteering, he said that the glory for our salvation would belong to our Father in heaven. Abraham chapter 3, verse 27. Moses chapter 4, verse 2. Lucifer, another spirit brother of ours, also desired to be our Savior. But he wanted to force us to be saved and wanted to retain the honor for himself. Moses chapter 4, verse 1. And I, the Lord God, spake unto Moses, saying, that Satan, whom thou hast commanded in the name of mine only begotten, is the same which was from the beginning. And he came before me, saying, Behold, here am I, send me, I will be thy son, and I will redeem all mankind, that one soul shall not be lost, and surely I will do it. Wherefore give me thine honor. Back to text. Our Father in heaven rejected his offer and foreordained Jesus to be our Savior. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. In doing so, he preserved our agency. Jesus Christ is our sure foundation. What is a sure foundation? A sure foundation is a solid base. It is strong. It cannot be moved or destroyed. A sure foundation will support whatever rests upon it. When we construct a building, for example, we are careful to make the foundation as strong as possible so the building will endure. In the same way, we must build our lives upon a sure foundation so that we can endure the trials of this life. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, is the only sure foundation upon whom we can build our lives. The prophet Helaman said, "It is upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ, the Son of God, that ye must build your foundation, that when the devil shall send forth his mighty winds, yea, when all his hail and his mighty storm shall beat upon you, it shall have no power over you, because of the rock upon which ye are built, which is a sure foundation, a foundation whereon, if men build, they cannot fall." Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. Jesus is the sure foundation because he was foreordained by God to be our Redeemer. Nephi said, "There is none other name given under heaven, save it be this Jesus Christ, whereby man can be saved." 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 20, page 235. Only through the atonement and sacrifice of Jesus Christ can we be forgiven of our sins and receive eternal life. We cannot do these things for ourselves. Only Jesus has this power. The Savior can help us, but we must first make him our sure foundation. If we do, he will help us meet our challenges and increase our ability to bear our burdens. Through him, we can receive strength to accomplish difficult tasks. He will become a friend on whom we can rely. We will be able to share our joys and sorrows with him and feel the love and concern he has for us. Building upon Christ. In order to build our lives upon the sure foundation, our Redeemer, we must come to know him. The Scriptures say that to know Christ is to keep his commandments. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. As we keep his commandments, we gradually become more like him until we are admitted fully into his presence. Insert, Joseph Fielding Smith, Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 2, page 7. So you see the significance of it? Every man is raised in immortality, no more death, even unto eternal life, if he keeps the commandments of the Lord, not otherwise. Now I think that is a very significant reading here. Raised in immortality unto eternal life, even as many as would believe. Now mark this. And they that believe not unto eternal damnation, for they cannot be redeemed from their spiritual fall, because they repent not. Eternal life is God's life. One more thought. I want to read you a verse or two from the 17th chapter of John. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, "Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal. Now here you get it. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." No man who does not receive the privilege of entering the celestial kingdom and coming face to face with the Father will be able to know what eternal life is, for he cannot know the Father unless he sees him and dwells with him and partakes of the same life which the Father possesses, for that is eternal life. Back to text. How can we build upon Christ? Show the chart, How to Build Upon Christ, the Sure Foundation, or write the information on the chalkboard. We can build upon Christ in the following ways. Study the Scriptures. The Scriptures reveal to us the story of the Savior's life, his doctrines, and his teachings. Search the Scriptures, the Lord commanded. They are they which testify of me. John chapter 5, verse 39. In them we see how the Savior dealt with men on earth, and how we should deal with each other. In the Scriptures, the Lord gave us his gospel. He said that if we build our lives upon his gospel, he would hold us guiltless before the Father at the judgment day. 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 13 through 16. Building our lives upon the gospel of Christ means having faith in the Lord, repenting of our sins, being baptized, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end. The Lord promised us that if we build upon the rock of His gospel, the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 39. This means that if we build upon the gospel of Christ, Satan will have no power over us, but that we can eventually be sanctified and be lifted up at the last day. 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 17 through 22. How has studying the Scriptures helped you know the Savior? Pray and fast. Praying and fasting can help us draw close to the Lord. As we fast and as we pray in a quiet place, we will feel the Savior's love. We will be able to tell the Lord the deep feelings within us, and He will give us comfort and peace of mind. One woman related how she came to know our Father in heaven and the Savior better through prayer. She was a teacher. One day she was called home and told that her son had drowned. The shock was overpowering. In her agony, she cried, "My Lord, my God, why?" Clear, immediate, and kind, the answer came as an impression to her mind. "I need Him." In the days that followed, she received wonderful comfort. "As I poured my heart out in prayer to my Father," she said, "He heard me, and in His own way, and in His own time, answered those prayers. This trial could have driven me far from my Father in heaven. Instead, I am nearer to my Creator now than I have ever been, and He has blessed me with knowledge and a testimony." Anita L. Hughes, "Why Did You Take My Son?" Ensign, July 1978, page 66. Partake of the Sacrament. The Spirit of the Lord will give us insight into the life and character of our Savior. For one of the purposes of the Spirit is to testify of Christ. John chapter 15, verse 26. In fact, it is only through the Spirit of the Lord that we can learn the deeper meaning of the Lord's sacrifice for us. We keep the Spirit of the Lord with us following our baptism and confirmation by worthily partaking of the sacrament. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 77 and 79. What should we think about as we partake of the sacrament? Following the living prophet. How will following the living prophet help us build upon Christ? The president of the church is the mouthpiece of God on earth. As such, he reveals the will of God for us today. Therefore, when we follow the counsel of the prophet, we are following God and obeying His will. In this way, as we learn obedience and gain experience, we develop faith in the Lord. This faith acts as an anchor to our souls and motivates us to do good works. Ether chapter 12, verse 4. We find goodness and become worthy sons of God. Moroni chapter 7, verses 25 and 26. Love and serve the Lord. King Benjamin told his people, "When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God." Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. To love and serve others is to love and serve the Lord. And when we love and serve the Savior, we come to know Him better. It is through serving the Lord that we learn to feel as He feels and think as He thinks. "For how knoweth a man the master whom he has not served, and who is a stranger unto him, and is far from the thoughts and intents of his heart?" Mosiah chapter 5, verse 13. Live like Christ. How can we live more like Jesus Christ? As we obey the Lord's commandments and live by His gospel, we begin to live as He lives and thus become more like Him. Have the assigned class member give his 3 to 5 minute report on Mosiah chapters 4 and 5. Because of King Benjamin's words, his people felt the Spirit of God and were motivated to promise God that they would always keep His commandments. Among the commandments King Benjamin mentioned that they should keep were to remember the greatness of God, to humble themselves, to pray daily, to not injure one another, to teach their children to love each other, to give of their goods to the poor, and to be pure in their thoughts, words, and deeds. As the people of King Benjamin did these things, they became more like the Savior. We can become more like the Savior by doing these same things. Alma tells us that when we live more like the Savior, we receive His image in our countenance. Alma chapter 5, verses 14 and 19. This means, in part, that we are filled with the love of God and feel compassion for others. It means that we want to keep our covenants with the Lord and be worthy to bear His name. Conclusion. As we study the Scriptures, pray and fast, partake of the sacrament, follow the living prophet, love and serve the Lord, and live like Christ, we come to know the Savior and become more like Him. In this way, we build upon Him as our sure foundation. We are promised that when our lives are founded upon the rock of Christ, we will not fail. This means that a life built on Jesus Christ, the sure foundation, will endure forever. It means that by becoming more like the Lord, we will be able to live with Him and our Father in heaven again, receiving all that they have for us. The Savior has promised us, "He that receiveth me receiveth my Father, and he that receiveth my Father receiveth my Father's kingdom. Therefore all that my Father hath shall be given unto him." Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 37 and 38. Share your testimony of Jesus as your Redeemer and Savior. If time permits, invite other priesthood bearers to share their testimonies. Have a class member read again for the class Elder Ballard's experience in the introduction to this lesson. Challenge 1. Commit yourself as a priesthood holder to know the Savior and become more like Him. 2. Choose a quality of the Savior you would like to perfect in your own life. Begin now to perfect this quality. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Review Gospel Principles, Chapter 3, Jesus Christ, our chosen leader and Savior, and Chapter 11, the life of Christ. 2. Prepare the following chart, how to build upon Christ, the sure foundation, or prepare to write the information on the chalkboard. How to build upon Christ, the sure foundation. Study the Scriptures. Pray and fast. Partake of the sacrament. Follow the living prophet. Love and serve the Lord. Live like Christ. 3. Be prepared to bear your testimony of Jesus as your Redeemer and Savior. 4. Assign a class member in advance to give a 3 to 5 minute report on what King Benjamin asked his people to do in Mosiah chapter 4 and how his people reacted to his message in Mosiah chapter 5. Points that should be made in the report are found in the lesson under the heading, Live Like Christ. 5. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 27. Jesus Christ, our sure foundation.